AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
You different or weird. That is your strength. Catman.
Cheers.
Yeah, we didn't tell Cheers. People that. We heard from Al Stewart, the great British recording artist behind the Year of the Cat, the song that inspires us.
It's Ringo Starr.
About Tony Gonsolin, who loves cats, and according to David Vasse, was not as bad as most people thought last night.
I thought he was pretty bad.
But we tried to get Al Stewart on to sing Year of the Cat.
Via Zoom.
And his people got back to us, Cates. And what happened? They said, can he do a phoner? Can maybe Al just come on the phone and sing a couple bars through the phone?
Well, I didn't even ask about a Zoom. I just wanted to get him on in general.
Oh, so you didn't even put it out there?
No, they said, thanks for the interest, but Al is not doing any interviews at this time and has not played or sang since the start of the pandemic.
Well, now that
go Dodgers.
Well, can't we? I mean, he doesn't have to leave his house.
Cheers.
Close to a cheers. And this is who? One of his lackeys?
Somebody in his management team.
Al Stewart's lackey. This guy dresses up like a cat.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a lackey for Al
Stewart's lackey.
I have to wear these stupid ears when I go to his house. I mean, we're not going to pursue this at all? Hey, why are you going to shake your head at me like that?
All you got to do, Cates, is look, make it worthwhile. We think this could be the year of Al Stewart.
Yeah.
All right?
You didn't sell it.
Well, after Gonson's performance last night, I don't have to sell much.
Well, see, but they don't know that.
Well, he said go Dodgers.
Hey, he's more interested in Grosjean leaving Haas than he is Tony Gonsolin's one inning.
Cheers.
Right? He doesn't know. Make it up. Hey, Gonsolin's Year of the Cat, man. Everybody's favorite Dodger.
Exactly. And speaking of the F1.
Let's move some units, Al.
We're not going to let you compose an F1 email to get Grosjean or one of those guys on because you obviously don't have the passion needed to get these people on. Huh.
You know what he is? He's a saboteur. Cates, you're a saboteur.
Can't you follow up?
We had a good idea, and you crapped all over.
Can't you follow up and be like,
what? How did you open the letter? Hey, Al, you kind of suck. But we'd love to give you some pub.
Yeah.
I said, good afternoon. Want to see if we can get the great Al Stewart on for a radio interview and maybe have him play Year of the Cat on the air.
No, we want him to play it on a Zoom.
The Dodgers starting pitcher is Tony Gonsolin. He's a big cat fan. So there's a lot of cat talk right now here in L.A. Thought it'd be a great connection with Al and the Dodgers pitcher.
Okay.
Love to do something on Thursday if possible.
Could have done better.
Really?
Well, yeah, you got to. Hey, We have a 50,000-watt blowtorch of a signal.
We're the best show ever.
What part of he's not played or sang since the start of the pandemic?
Well, you got to motivate him.
Well,
he's going to have to play sooner or later.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, Al.
Right? Take that first step.
What if, like, 5 years from now, people are like, you know, what was the secret, Al, behind the big resurgence? And he's like, there was a show. Called me up.
Right?
Kicked me in the arse. Got me going again.
Year of a Cat's a song not a lot of people know.
Peace and love, it's Al.
Peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love, it's Al on me birthday.
On me birthday. He lives here. It's just, all he has to do is sit in front of a computer, strum that guitar.
And it's not like he just moved to L.A. He's been here 40 years.
He hasn't played or sang since the pandemic started.
Well, whatever.
No time like the present.
Exactly.
My question is, what is he doing? He's a musician.
And cash and royalty checks is what he's doing.
Is he a greeter at Walmart? What is he doing?
If he's not playing, what is he doing? That's a great question, Cates.
That's what you follow up with. Well, he's not playing, you know.
Ordering DoorDash and watching television.
But maybe. He's got to pay for those things, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Royalties.
Al, we can't pay you.
He's a musician.
Yeah, we can't get your fancy feast.
How about we barter? Would you like some Leon's Transmissions notepads?
We can do that. We can trade.
Speaking of trade, how about trading off for Cat Stevens? What are the odds of getting him on? Yusuf Lateef?
Yusuf Islam.
Yeah, something like that.
Yusuf Lateef is
saxophone. He's a dead sax jazz player.
No. No, he doesn't have a song about cats.
Right. Even though he is Cat Stevens, but he's not Cat Stevens.
No, he's Yusuf Islam.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Greek-American,
though. Even though he reappeared recently.
Or Greek-Brit. All right. Not even a follow-up, Cates. Say, what about just he does Year of the Cat on the Zoom? Let's just see what this guy says back. Let's see
By
if he gives
way,
us
how'd it go for Tsitsipas?
Tsitsipas?
Yeah, how'd that go? I remember we talked about him, and he was going into the semis.
Matt, we did talk about him. We talked about how hard he pushed Novak and won it all for Nadal. You don't know Nadal gave him half of the trophy. Cut it clean in half. Bought a blowtorch in Paris and cut it right in half.
Here you go. It's yours.
You pushed the Joker to the edge.
You wore him down for
You know
me.
What? Tsitsipas is going to win a major sooner or later. He's young and he's good,
yeah.
And you're going to have to wear it.
Yes, I will.
He's going to come on and be like, hey, this guy, he's too young, man. He does not like it.
Yeah, what'd you do after you won? Did you, punch your dad?
With the Giannis Antetokounmpo, those two young men and sex with many women.
How do you feel about the Russians?
BS Russian. Is this normal? Cates, can you seriously, I'd like to see you at least try and ask the guy if he will come on. And
who else does he represent? If he says, lose my number, Rich Gannon style, who cares?
Let's see if he says cheers again.
All right.
Like, I'll if we push you. A little harder. All be right. Like, all we want is just him singing the Year of the Cat on Zoom.
We feel like this is a great opportunity for Al.
For Al to get going.
To share his music with a whole new audience.
Yeah. We ain't new.
With the advent of Spotify and YouTube, this could lead to a lot of searches, plays, and money in Al's pocket.
Just like Fleetwood Mac with that commercial.
Exactly.
With that guy in the cranberry
You think Mick's doing that damn commercial? It ain't going to make him a bunch of money?
Yeah, and Stevie Nicks isn't strapping those roller skates onto her arthritic feet.
Exactly right.
You know, we got the Dodgers tomorrow. We got the NFL tonight. We got the iHeartRadio app where you can stream and podcast everything. Don't forget, World Series Game 3 tomorrow. But right now, it's time for the word of the day before we get to James Loney.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
The word of the day is Kool-Aid, who I resemble a little bit, and I follow on Twitter. And Kool-Aid's getting it cracking for Halloween. You know, Halloween's coming. I'm not a big Halloween guy or really any holiday. But for Halloween, I deeply approve of the Halloween costume available on the Kool-Aid website for $69.75.
Ah.
You got the Kool-Aid costume where your head sticks out of the top of the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for adults. But for $160.95, they have the whole inflatable Kool-Aid man for about $161.
And your head's inside of it?
Inside. It's like one of those inflatable things.
Oh, and it's got the mesh that
it
you can see through.
It covers your whole being. And
did you get it?
Then no one can judge you for being out on Halloween. Well, I'm working Halloween night, but so no one can see you.
Aren't you wearing the booth?
Probably going to be a little cumbersome.
Oh, no, that's the challenge, right? Is Halloween Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Ah.
And just think if you're walking around.
Why don't you have the challenge pick up the tab? Because there'll still be some Halloween festivities, I would think, on Sunday.
They don't let me dress up on the challenge.
What the hell's their problem?
They have a thing that they do. They have a new news director. But people won't know it's you. They'll just think it's a Kool-Aid man walking around. And it is the most, like, if you want to have, like, there's not a costume out there that kind of makes you look like Tony the Tiger because he's a cartoon tiger. But there's a costume out there that can kind of make you look like a cartoon pitcher of Kool-Aid. Just like in the old commercial from the 70s of the bowling.
Bowling sure makes me hot and thirsty.
This is a job for Kool-Aid.
Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah! Kool-Aid's here, bringing you fun. Kool-Aid's got thirst on the run. Get a big, wide, happy ear to ear. Kool-Aid smile, yeah, cause the biggest smile is a Kool-Aid smile. A Kool-Aid smile, a Kool-Aid smile.
Boom. Your friend's cool.
My friend's Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid brand soft drink,
please. Follow through the wall there. I feel like we just made somebody's Halloween. It's all on the Kool-Aid website. They're also selling sour Kool-Aid candy for Halloween. Nothing wrong with that.
I think I'd eat that.
Yeah, I retweeted the Kool-Aid tweet with the link so people can participate at Petros and Money on Twitter. I would not advise trying to run through a wall. You will not be protected, and you could hurt yourself.
Even with the costume on?
Even with the costume on. even with the extra air and the costume.
It's, are we sure?
Ill-advised. But there you go. The word of the day. Kool-Aid. It's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 400. P, we each got this just a couple minutes ago. We each tweeted it out. Our dear friend Steve Van Dorn and the folks over at Vans are out on campus today. USC, UCLA, 400 T-shirts passed around. Certainly a lot of enthusiasm from the co-eds rolling around campus, understandably so. They're beautiful
Everybody
shirts.
Loves a free T-shirt.
Exactly.
I mean, some kids will sign up for a credit card just to get a free T-shirt on campus.
Is that right? Is that credit card at American Express that has to be paid off in full at the end of each billing cycle?
Yeah, but I got this shirt.
And when you bought those Timberland sandals at the 3rd Street Promenade, and you couldn't afford to pay the $96 bill at the end of the month?
Hey, you wave a T-shirt around at college kids, they're more likely to vote.
Very cool. Checkerboard with the Vans V, the word vote, stand up, speak up 2020. And on USC and UCLA campuses today, and we got a tweet from Slippery Pete back, said, I know what's in the background. That's the Beta House. And it was the worst smelling fraternity on campus. So clearly on campus, passing out T-shirts, getting out the vote. We love Steve Van Dorn. We love the folks at Vans. At Vans 66 to see those photos. At Petros and Money, at Matt Money Smith, if you want to see some videos. And pictures of them doing their part and passing these things out on campus. So a big thank you to Steve Van Dorn, all he does for us and for the community here in Southern California.
We love Steve.
We sure do.
Okay, what if we offer...
At Vans underscore 66.
What if we offer Al Stewart...
A Vans T-shirt that says vote?
That
with the Vans V.
That he can wear where he sings the anthem at Dodger Stadium next year.
Now we're talking.
We can get Lon Rosen... to have him sing the anthem.
That's a promise we can't make, though.
BS, it's... Yes, we can.
Dude, we're the home of the Dodgers.
Yes, we can. How about this, Cates? Just make it vague enough where we're the home of the Dodgers. We have pull with people in power. And perhaps we recommend Al Stewart to sing the national anthem at Dodger Stadium with a Vans Vote T-shirt.
With a cat on it.
With a cat on it.
Tony Gonsolin's going to pitch that day.
Right? We can make this work.
I think it works.
And then how about he does like a little impromptu concert as well? Sings Year of the Cat. Right? Like up on the Diamond Vision?
Oh, after the, like the fireworks?
Right.
After the game?
Right.
Stick around for the show? I did that once. I did a black college game at the Coliseum, and they had a Bone Crusher played afterwards.
That'd be sweet.
Everybody stuck around for Bone Crusher.
Right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? See, Cates? All you got to do is embellish
Don't
it.
Don't be such just, a douche,
just
Kate.
Just slightly embellish. Just, you know, you leave it vague enough. Like, you know, this could lead to Al singing the national anthem at Dodger Stadium.
Should I drop John Fogerty's name?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He loves us.
Yeah.
We're good enough for Fogerty. We ought to be good enough for Al Stewart. Cheers.
I agree.
Right?
Go Dodgers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Right?
Yeah. Well, if it was a cricket team in India, would you do it, Al? Come on, you've been living in L.A. for
exactly.
40 years, Al. What's it going to take, Al?
If it were the Ashes, would you do it? Of course you would. Let's go.
Would you do it for LAFC because you're a soccer head?
Jeez.
Think you are, Al Cheers. Freaking
Bet he'd do it at the Long Beach Grand Prix.
If it was F1.
He wouldn't do it out there in Fontucky.
No.
Hell no.
What'd you say? Ronnie, speaking of music.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Today's song of the day is a jazzy blues tune from singer, songwriter, and musician Johnny Otis with a 1949 instrumental called Thursday Night Blues. A crunchy groove for a Thursday afternoon on the Petros and Money Show. A distraction from your Thursday Night Blues as great sports talk will segue into Thursday Night Foosball between the New York Giants and the Eagles of Philadelphia, man.
Those teams have the blues.
And you can hear that game right here on AM 570 LA Sports where kickoff's at 5:20 p.m.
Thank you, Ronnie. Well, it's a return engagement. Old friend alert. James Loney, former Dodger,
and I'm the
former Ray.
And I'm he who embellishes.
He's going to check in. He's doing it on Channel 2 with Jim Hill.
Friend. Last friend I had a conversation like that with couldn't speak English.
Very excited to get James Loney back on the program.
It's going to be different.
He'll break down the World Series with an unbiased perspective as he played for both teams, the Rays and the Dodgers, next. This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, guys.
No, it's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going? You know what I'm saying, brother? With all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. 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 Now.
You had to choose one. The Scorps or Scorp Bay.
Oh!
Not the actual Scorpion Bay wave, but...
The brand.
The brand, the, Scorp
the,
Bay.
As I've heard somebody say, the Barney brand.
Scorp Bay
of
brand.
Of Scorpion Bay.
Or the Scorps.
Or the Scorpions, the German...
Being able to pop, rock you like a hurricane on every now and then.
Gosh, I thought you were going to hit me with a real Sophie's Choice. Which was Rocky Like a Hurricane or Winds of Change.
Right, well, I would assume that's Winds of Change, right?
Tough call. This is my son's favorite song.
Is that right?
One of them, yeah.
Great song. Who doesn't love German metal?
You know, even though I do have a connection with the actual former owner of Scorpion Bay, he's a listener of our show.
Yeah, still has a warehouse full of clothes.
Most of them are at my house now. I'm taking the Scorps.
Yeah.
Now, it's not really fair to play Rocky Like a Hurricane while I'm making that terrible decision.
Terrible decision?
Well, it's
your son's favorite song.
It's a hard decision is what it is, Matt.
I
posted a picture of my knife.
God, great. Now HR's coming. Now you're going to get suspended.
For
like
showing my knife?
Yeah, you can't come to work.
I didn't say I'm
going to
use this knife. Why not?
It's got a lock blade, man. Roy was just here dropping off those cool Leon's Transmissions pens and notepads and stickers. Pens that have the American flag on it. What happens if he says something and he gets a little lippy with you and you just decide to stab him?
Well, me bringing my knife to work and saying I'm an adventurer that
hikes. Case wants to bring his gun to work.
It's not the same as me stabbing Roy.
Suit yourself.
I mean, it's kind of a jump to say.
I just hope that HR isn't looking. Should you put it up at Petros and Money or at the OP?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Joining us now for a reunion of sorts.
Wow.
One of our favorite Dodgers when he was a Dodger. We can't say we liked him as much as David Vassay did.
David loved him.
Because nobody likes James Loney as much as David Vassay. 11 years in the big leagues, all of them great. Started with the Dodgers in 06, the same year our show started. The Rays, gosh, he's been with both. For a couple years, I remember him as a Red Sox.
I remember that, too.
At James_Loney, the lone dog on Twitter. Still around the game, working for a baseball agency. Been doing TV work with Jim Hill, who just celebrated a birthday.
Yesterday.
On KCBS here in L.A. On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, it is the one and only James Loney. What's cracking, James? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Ah, Loney!
Yeah, it's good to have the lone dog back.
You don't have to... You can
I'm
be
back.
On, you,
I'm back.
You can be honest, Loney. You don't remember us, do you, Loney?
Oh, I can't forget that voice.
There we go. Look at that. Of course he remembers us.
Of course
Loney loves us.
Of course I remember you, Jessica. James, when you found out the Dodgers were going to take on the Rays in the World Series, and now we're deep in it, it's tied up at one, technically, what first went through your head when you heard about the matchup being the baseball man that you are?
Well, I was hoping. Okay, so I'm from Houston, right? And so I was hoping for a Dodgers-Astros World Series, actually. And then it would have got real dicey.
Right.
But, you know, I don't need to get into all that right now. when I heard with the Dodgers and the Rays, you know, obviously playing for both teams, you know, I was feeling a little emotional, right? But at the end, I got a ride with the Dodgers. They drafted me. I played there the longest. You know, I think I had the most friendships there, so... Got to roll with them for sure.
Were you?
And I'm living in LA now too.
Oh, there we go. What about the matchup itself? Because after the game one win, I don't know if you looked through the LA Times or listened to the radio and heard. I mean, people were talking about a sweep. Like, oh, they completely outclassed the Rays. They got no chance. What did you feel when you just saw the matchup? And how long did you think the series was going to go?
Well, people love to predict the future, right? Especially after the first game.
Oh yeah.
I remember Charles Barkley said, Lakers have to win game one or they're going to get beat by Portland or something like that.
Yeah.
So, that's accurate, James. That's good sports talking right there.
Hey, you know, I mean, come on, just pay attention, right? So, you know, I remember, you know, people just love to read the paper, read this and that, and you know, have their own opinion. But it's a series. I mean, that's what we watch. Like, I don't watch to predict anything. I don't watch to think what's going to happen. I just like enjoying the game.
Do they match up? Is there a particular matchup? Because a lot of people seem to think that both teams have good. Yeah, we're here, James. Can you hear us? Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello.
I love this.
There we go.
Yeah.
What about
the Rays offense versus the Dodgers pitching? Because people seem to think, look, the Rays pitching's great. The Dodgers offense is great. That's going to be certainly, you know, an intriguing matchup. But they pointed to the lack of offense of the Rays. It certainly looked like they had plenty of it last night. What do you make of?
Go ahead. No, I remember before the series started, they had a .209 batting average in the playoffs this year. So I was kind of, that was a little worrisome for the Rays fans for sure, because they don't have a lot of star power. You know, they have good players for sure. But like, they don't really have like that, you know, one or two guys that just kind of elevate your team like a Mookie Betts or a Justin Turner. So for them to even, I think, have a chance, they got to be able to string hits along, hit with guys in scoring position, you know. Those are the things they're going to have to do to win a series.
How good is Mookie Betts just from a baseball player's perspective? Because, you know, with all the little tiny things he does, it's kind of hard for the naked eye to get all the nuances.
Yeah, I love Mookie. I love when people come up to me like, how does he hit so much power? He's so small. I'm like, hey, man, it's not about the size, you know? You know, he's got the determination. He's got the will. He's got the hunger. You can just tell, like, he is that dude. He's got the it factor. You know, there's a reason you pay a guy that much money before they even play the game for you, right?
Right.
In my opinion, he's actually getting underpaid.
James, in terms of, I don't know if you saw the article. I think it might have been on ESPN, but it was about the kind of the foundation that Andrew Friedman put into place with the Rays and what their budget was and how not only would they not be able to afford the A player, but probably not the B player, but they would win all those C players. Do you remember kind of viewing an organization through that sort of lens as a player? Do the players know sort of what the mission statement is of a front office and how they're supposed to win? Does that ever trickle down inside the clubhouse or the dugout?
In a way. I mean, you know, the way they talk, the way, like, you know, a GM will talk to you in passing, or maybe there's some quotes on the board, especially in Tampa. You know, we had a lot of stuff going on there. There was a lot of balance, right? Especially with Joe Maddon.
Yeah.
Bringing in, you know, zoo animals sometimes, you know, not maybe taking batting practice in September, you know, maybe us sneaking a certain drink in before the game every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so just to, like, keep it fresh, right? Balance everything out, keep it light. You know, it's just a game, right? Like we, you know, we get caught up and like, we have to do great all the time. And it's like, hey, work hard, trust what you did, and just go play. But, you know, after that, you know, just let it fall into place.
James Loney is our guest. You see him on with Brother Jim on KCAL, doing some work with the agencies. And we all remember James Loney is a great Dodger. And who can forget his time here? It was a very interesting time when the Dodgers brought in all those young guys. James was among them. When you look at what the Dodgers have become, Ned Coletti now a hockey scout and a TV analyst. And you look at the payroll and the different ownership over the years. How recognizable is this Dodger franchise to you, Loney, after all these years? Because, I mean, when the Dodgers, when you got started with the Dodgers, that was 14 years ago. That's when our show started.
I know. It's crazy. I think only Clayton Kershaw and Kenley Jansen are the
guy's still around there, you know.
Yeah, Broxton's gone.
So, still waiting back on a text from Kinley, so I don't know what's going on.
What's the deal? Really?
He was actually my roommate when he first got called up. I let him live with me in my house.
I heard he doesn't talk to anybody that knew him when he was a catcher.
Yeah, because he wasn't that good then, right?
Put that as bad.
How are they recognizable to you at all? It kind of feels like over the years, it feels like the organization's a lot different.
Right, yeah. I mean, I really like what they've done, though, you know, because they evolve in the right way. You know, they use the stats to the best of their ability. You know, the nutrition has really been amped up there. So, you know, they're doing everything for the players. You know, it's all about the players, right? It's all about what can we do to make you, you know, play better, feel better. So, you know, it may not always be baseball. I think they're, you know, I've heard of even sleeping rooms, if maybe not with the Dodgers, but I've heard of another organization. Actually, when I was working for the Diamondbacks, it was kind of like little sleep rooms, you know, just to kind of meditate or sleep, whatever you want to do.
Japan?
Get your nap in.
Where in Japan?
Well, they have those in Japan, like little weird sleep compartments, Loney, where you go in there.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the city.
Yeah, and they close the door and you go to sleep, and all these Japanese people are doing stuff all around you.
Right? They also have smoke rooms in Korea when I played there. So.
What do you mean? Wait, smoke rooms?
Yeah, take a little smoke break if you need a cigarette.
Nice.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Was Korea fun to play in, or did you feel like a fish out of water, Lone Dog?
No, it was great. I mean, I love the energy they bring there, the passion. You know, they have, like, instruments in the stands. Everybody's cheering for you. A lot of positivity. You know, that's the one thing I wish they could bring that over here a little bit is, you know, at the end of the day, guys don't want to get booed. You know what I mean? Even, like, you're playing for a team, you know, you may say it doesn't affect you, but deep down inside, you know, like, you don't want to get booed. You know you don't want to feel that energy from the crowd.
No,
so, you know, I really like just the way they went about their business over there.
That's the a-holes at the Red Sox coming out. He's not going to say it, but that's what he's talking about. Now, when you were in South Korea,
it makes them feel better about their lives.
Exactly,
probably.
And you know what? They all suck. What about the soju? Did you drink the soju when you were over in South Korea?
Yes, the soju was amazing.
Amazing.
Love the soju. Yeah.
Now, is that something you have like in the middle of the afternoon? Is that like a late night pop? Like how? Because it's, I think they consume it like beer, right? Like if you can get out of a vending machine or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We went to dinner. I remember drinking it with one of the guys. I think it was just like a dinner thing we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The lunch is pretty cool. Like they're just bringing random stuff to eat.
Like how random?
Just like, I don't know. No, I guess it wasn't random to them. I guess just to me.
Yeah, like squid
like,
heads,
I don't know. Maybe
man.
an eel with like a piece of unleavened bread with like a pastry next to it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go Korea.
Let's go.
Korean memories with James Loney. Loney, do you still play video games? Because when we first used to bring you on like 15 years ago, you loved that Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the PS4. I got the Madden and MLB The Show that I try to hop on every once in a while.
No Guitar Hero, though? So. That's been retired?
Retired to guitar?
No. I've been trying to. I tried the real guitar, which that was a fail. I'm doing the piano and the saxophone right now.
Oh, there we go.
You know what? I think we're going to have to check back in with the Lone Dog again before this series is over.
Absolutely.
If he'll let us do it. We might have to get some drink.
Let's do it. I don't know. Your tone before this made me sound really old. They're like, oh, this guy was interesting.
We're old too, Lone.
It was the first year of our show. Yeah, it was 14 years ago.
We're older than you, man. And we felt like young. We felt like we were peeing spring water back in 05. And now,
now we're old.
Right, maybe I'll do the show, but we got to get Dave on the show.
Definitely.
Oh, you can get Dave. You want to sit there and have a ball slapping fest with Dave, you can do it. We can arrange for that, Lone Dog. Not only
I don't
that,
know
but
about
we,
all that.
We have some, we have some Leon's Transmission stickers and notepads for you.
That's right.
As trade. The great James Loney.
Thank you, James.
Say hi to brother Jim for us, but not Beto. I'm kidding.
Not Beto?
No, he's fine. He's fine.
We love Beto.
He's fine.
Yeah, I love Beto.
I wanted that brisket. You know, I don't like seeing the pictures of the food.
That is so good.
Yeah, I'm going to – I should be on him with this Sunday again. Oh. Him or Jamie Maggio probably, so.
Well, and hey.
Both fans of the Petros and Money Show. That's
darn right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully Kenley sent you that text back, huh?
Yeah, we're waiting on
that. Yeah, I know, right?
Fingers
come on,
crossed.
Bro. Come on.
Come on, Kenley.
Thank you, James.
Maybe he changed his number. Maybe he changed his
number. Nah.
I doubt it.
There he goes, James Loney.
What do you think?
Maggio, Beto, Jim Hill, Channel 2. You know what? I thought it got some momentum there. You know, we learned about Korea.
It did. You know, it
that was fun.
You know, I hate to say it, but I think like 14 years ago, probably kind of our fault.
Could have been.
Because the lone dog, he's different to interview. But you can do it.
You just got to be ready for him to stop talking.
Yeah, you got to stay ready.
Yeah.
Like when we interview McClain, Matt and I go outside. We have a smoke.
Right. I search for boobs on Google.
We take a shot.
Throw a knife at the door.
Well, thank you to James Loney.
I thought that went well.
So do I. Well done, Cates.
It's like playing for Ben Howland. Got to be a defensive stance all the time. Be ready to go.
Scoot in front of the window here.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to see your eyes.
Yeah.
You were nervous the first, like, 3 minutes,
oh,
weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he was.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah. It started out a little shaky.
I may have walked out of the studio and said, oh, God.
It was like Jerry West watching the Lakers.
I asked
him. Just couldn't watch.
I asked
walk out.
Cates in the middle of the interview, and I should not have broken my attention span. I learned my lesson. But I asked Cates earlier in the interview, hey, has he changed it all, Tim?
Yes, he has.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love the lone dog.
It was great.
You know what? I thought I
enjoyed that.
Now I think I probably could have done better back in 06.
It's on you guys.
You know what? I know I couldn't have done better in 06. That's what it was.
Well, if I went back in time, I'd be like, you know what? I'm ready for this now.
I'm
ready for this guy.
I'm going to ride that bull.
Made a lot of mistakes as a young man. We'll be back with more PMS. Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup brought to you by Chevrolet. A whole other hour with the Three Things Thursday. And one more little segment to get you to Thursday Night Football, which operates a lot like Monday Night Football. Games.com.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
That's Charleston Money, AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. Dodgers Rays, game 3 tomorrow. We'll be on noon to 3. That means Scan. 7 to 9 a.m., Rogan and Rodney. 9 to noon, Petros and Money, 12 to 3. Dodger pregame, 3 to 5. And then game 3, Walker Buehler taking the ball for the Dodgers. First pitch at 5 p.m. Remember, you can always hear it on the iHeartRadio app if you're not near a radio. Download the app. Click on the AM 570 LA Sports icon to get that live in the moment. Stream just like the Petros and Money Show if you're not near a radio from 12 to 3 tomorrow and 2 to 5:15 going into Thursday Night Football tonight. Giants versus Eagles kickoff coming up at 5:20. All you relocated Philadelphians and New Yorkers be driving around getting all excited.
Man, the Philadelphia Eagles are deader than a Philadelphia nightclub. Good luck.
It's not going well. But hey, at least you got the Shack, where you all can congregate and talk about how great Philadelphia is and tasty cakes and cheese steaks and all that sort of Piggly Wiggly and all that sort of stuff. And you New Yorkers, I don't know where the hell you go. You can tell everybody what a crappy sports town it is here in L.A., and it's nothing like New York, but you're so happy you can watch a Giants. Yeah,
bunch of people that are louder than Venetian blinds in a typhoon, and then they all move out here. Tired of it, Matt.
Tired
of the mailbox-headed Easterners, and they're invading our show tonight when we should be able to scream about the Dodgers for 4 hours.
Ah!
Panic, brothers, bro. It's time for the Secret Text
Us line.
Sold out to Chevy.
It is Chevy Truck Month, so whether you need a pickup truck or a full-size SUV or a little Colorado like Tim Cates, Chevy has the right truck for you. Make one your own and make every moment Truck Month. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right. The Textoso is, we've had to...
Panicked?
We haven't done a lot of Textoso, so I got rid of a few. Some of them just never made it. Some really good Textosos about Indian selfie death and things like that. They're just gone.
That's great stuff.
It really is. But here's one that says, stupid money. I can't get Mad Dog's Arozarena out of my head.
Stupid!
Arozarena in Tampa on Tuesday...
Now, I will say this. Tim Cates pulled out Saxy this morning on Scam, but he also pulled out Scam this morning on Scam. The very first time in like the four-year history of Scam.
Acknowledging that it's a scam.
That Tim Cates would call Scam a scam on Scam. And when you call Scam, Scam on Scam, that's some PMS flavor. And my phone exploded when I was on the 405 North this morning. But this is, if Cates is looking for an alternate moniker for the sexy dancer Steve Sax, he should call him Steve Z, like Steve Zissou.
Talk about really zagging when everyone's zigging. Saxy, how about this? I'm going to put a Y on the end of your first name.
How about Steve-Z? What do you think, Steve-Z?
I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company except Steve?
That same made you look like a fool by letting you think Bill Plaschke was in Arlington. That's true. He did make us look
That's
like
this. Right. Vasse
knows who's there. He knows who's credentialed and who baseball wouldn't credential. And he
who
knows.
Wouldn't they credential?
Somebody.
Huh.
On the radio.
Beat it. Your stupid logo.
I'll buy a ticket.
Are you guys with me? I wish somebody was there showing like videos of what the food looked like in Arlington. I mean, it's a brand new ballpark. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see what kind of food they got there.
You mean like a giant impossible to consume hot dog that will force you to lose your appetite right before dinner? Is that what you're looking for, Cates?
Bingo.
I might have the Twitter feed for you. And it's not there on official business. It's there as a fan.
The Secret Text social line is brought to you by Chevy. Hey, Petros, I was never a cat person. Give me the Al. Come on, Al. Come on, Al. No Al Stewart?
He denied us.
He's afraid. He's afraid of the sickness.
And it was a hard no.
We got a cheers.
We did.
We got a cheers. I was never a cat person until a stray cat that appeared in my backyard adopted me 16 years ago. I'm now a cat person, and I can confirm I'm a little weird.
There we go.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean,
all good.
Yeah.
The cats are great for weirdos.
You know, yesterday I talked about the trifecta of listening to...
By the way, how do we know that person's a weirdo?
He texted me.
Cat adopted me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we know. You didn't even have to add that part.
Oh, that's like
the
idiot with the stupid rescue dog bumper sticker that says...
Saved by...
Who rescued who?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. You know how you could tell somebody's got a rescue dog? They'll tell you.
You know, I got a rescue dog.
You don't say. Where'd you get it?
Southern California Labrador Rescue. Yeah. SCLRR. Absolutely love them.
Good people over there?
Great people. Foster family, awesome. Skeeter the dog's been amazing.
Yeah.
You know what?
And for you, it's kind of like, you know, it's a cathartic thing to be able to do something for an animal that can't do something for itself.
I don't know who rescued who. You know, did I rescue Skeeter? Did Skeeter from that Downy dog pound? Or did Skeeter rescue me?
Where would your life be?
Probably same place. Except I wouldn't be picking up as much poop.
Petros, it was brought to my attention by my daughter that is apparently my birthday today. So could I get a special shout out, Chris? Like... As soon as you go on, this Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup, that is, I'll hang up and listen for your answer off the air. Peace, Jonathan. So, I didn't do it right at the top, but...
Like, right. I'm going to start the Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup.
Chris.
So, be sure to listen.
Hey, Pete, I have to thank you. I, like many others, am working from home because of the Rona. During my lunch break, I went to my backyard to do some minor yard work because I'm not wealthy enough to afford a Mr. Mario.
Shot at you.
Yeah.
Rich guy.
I deserve that.
Hey, rich guy, Mr. Mario. All right.
Jesus. While I was doing yard work, I felt the urge to urinate. No one was around, so I took a leak in my backyard. This was one of the most liberating feelings I've ever had. So thank you, P. Saving lives one at a time, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the other day...
That's what we like to do. Broaden your horizons.
I talked about the PMS, or the trifecta. I was downstairs listening to Chet Baker, watching a chase, and watching the Dodgers just poozo the Rays.
The salad days.
Yeah. 2 days ago.
It really was.
This guy writes, when you're in an office doing those three things, you might think, this is a pretty great trifecta. Time to touch the old boots. I didn't just go full tubing.
Yeah, and then you realize the Zoom call wasn't ended.
Oh, my God. I'm still on the call with Troy Calhoun.
Oh, no.
All of Colorado Springs is watching me flog the dolphin. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with more PMS.
What are you doing there, P? I'm just piloting the plane.
The Dodgers pulled the goalie last night. We'll be back with more PMS.
Pulling the old yoke.
On AM 570 LA Sports. Don't choke your chicken during the break, kids.